Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking millennial travel. Are there any millennials out there or baby boomers? Well, hey, you're going to learn a lot today on today's show because I have two millennials sitting in the studio with me. Olivia Varnes, my right-hand lady, who's always sitting in. And we've done a couple of old school, new school kind of travel shows as well, Olivia and I have, talking about the different generations and the kind of things that the different generations might want to do that might be different. But today I have what I'm calling the expert, Jason Elliott, who is the owner and operator of a company called The Go Generation, and you're all about, Jason, making sure that not only millennials, but really anyone who wants to travel along with you really utilizes that leisure time in the best way possible to have the most fun possible.
Absolutely. Time is the only thing you got. You can't get it back.
You can't get it back, especially that leisure time.
Especially leisure time.
Right, that work time seems like it's always coming at you.
You always get that.
It's always coming. But let me ask you this. I want to jump back into talking about some of the millennial trends. And we've talked about hotels in the last segment. But what about destinations? Are there any particular destinations that you see millennials are asking about more than, say, baby boomers? Or is it just across the board people want to hit those big spots or maybe those, you know, off the beaten path places as well?
Yeah. And I would kind of break it out into two different buckets. I will say, of the two places that come to mind that we get a lot of requests specifically for millennials is Thailand and in other little places in Southeast Asia that you can kind of do by visiting Thailand, like Cambodia, Singapore. But Thailand specifically has been coming in high on request. It's not the easiest place to get to, but it is very beautiful once you get there. And, you know, your dollar does go a little bit further there than, you know, Europe. And then the second place that it's been big for the past couple of years is Iceland.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful during the winter and it's also beautiful during the summer. So it's kind of a year-round destination, and it's not that hard to get to from the United States. There's a lot of great airlines flying there now. There's some discount airlines flying now. So that has come in on request quite a bit. So I would definitely say Thailand for the beaches and the sun and the elephants and the great food, and then Iceland for the adventurer. But it's also very, you know, interesting. It's a very cultural city as well. And it's still, in my opinion, kind of undiscovered. It hasn't been overrun quite yet. So Iceland's those are the two.
And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned Iceland, because one of the things that I was hearing at the New York Times travel show this past week is that Iceland is really trying to find a way to control that. They want the tourism to come to Iceland, absolutely. But they also want to control it so that it doesn't become overrun. And we talked about sustainability and making sure that the footprint that you leave when you leave the country is not, you know, one of destruction or one that, you know, doesn't sustain really travel continuing in those destinations. So it's really interesting, but you're right. I remember when Iceland was just kind of like, Iceland, where is that? Where is that place? But now everyone wants to go. So great. So what about, you know, your company? Do you guys have any kind of things on the horizon that you're planning?
So
any
top trips? We, in our company, most of our work is custom. So we'll have a guest who's like, I want to go diving in Tahiti. We'll curate something specifically for them. But every so often, we like to create what we call small group journeys. And last year, we did our first one in Thailand, listening to the trends. And it was really great because we had baby boomers and millennials on the same trip. That was a very interesting mix. It was a great mix. And so this year, we're going to do the Thailand trip again. But a new destination for us is Egypt. And that's just listening to folks and millennials and baby boomers alike around wanting to see the wonders of the world. And there, people have these very interesting hidden interests in architecture and history and even food. And so Egypt kind of surfaced through the ranks. And so we're going to do one in October this year, which I'm really excited about. And we have a great historian that's been all over the news. He's pretty famous. He's escorted folks like President Barack Obama and Kylie Minogue. And so we're really great that he's going to be able to give a lecture to our guests.
Now, what about a website for, you know, in case people want to join you on that? That sounds fantastic.
Absolutely. They can visit us at www.thegogeneration.com.
Oh, hey, that sounds fantastic. Now, we're talking about millennial travel trends, and I'm here with Jason Elliott with The Go Generation. He just gave his website there, as well as my right-hand lady, Olivia Varnson. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're trying to sort out these millennial trends. But, you know, Jason, as I hear the places that you're talking about, you're absolutely right. Those are places, too, that myself as a baby boomer, mm-hmm. you know, would love to go to. I've been to each of them, but I'd love to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where this thing started about. There was this, you know, difference between millennials and baby boomers. But if you actually take a look at it, we kind of want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of feeding off of each other as far as things that we like, things that we don't like. And, you know, millennials are pushing the hotel, you know, product variety. But the baby boomers like, hey, this is great for us, too.
Yeah.
And so they're learning from each other. And so I think the chasm is not as big, so to speak, between the two.
I think you're right about that. And I think the baby boomers are probably the parents of a lot of the millennials. So there's probably some connection mm-hmm. between those two generations,
mm-hmm.
maybe as opposed to, say, the baby boomers and Generation X. There might, mm-hmm. you know, might be a little bit more of a difference. But, you know, Olivia and I, we talked once on a show where we talked about kind of old school, new school travel and what you want to do when you arrive. And I think there might be a slight difference because just recently I was in New York with the New York Times travel show. And my niece Nicole was there mm-hmm. with me. And we went upstairs to the Magic Hour, which is the bar that is upstairs on the Moxie. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. They have this sky this sky retractable roof that goes back when they play the song New York, New York.
Oh, wow.
And you see the Empire State Building, and the crowd just went wild over that. So a lot of moments there. So next time you're in New York, Jason, you got to stay there.
Putting that on my list.
but I noticed quickly what the difference was. Nicole wanted to kind of hang out a little bit longer. I was ready to go back to the room. I enjoyed the time that I was there. I was there for about maybe 30, 40 minutes. That mm-hmm. was enough for me. I mean, I got the experience and everything. So I think those might be some differences as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe more of a late night kind of things to do. Maybe the baby boomers, you guys, you know, maybe more wanting to do that than the baby.
But that is manageable.
I mean, mm-hmm.
you know, that's manageable if you do want to travel mm-hmm. with your parents or with someone from a different generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you guys are willing to work it out, I think it is manageable to kind of go off and do things on your own as well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there was a difference in method, you know, finding your ways to travel, but now we're kind of meeting in the middle.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe baby boomers are realizing that there are some great resources that are coming up that they can also tap into. You know, it's not just for millennials, it's accessible to them as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think when you have an open mind about things, whichever generation you're in, and are willing to learn from others, I think that is the best benefit. And especially with travel, because travel, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is all about opening your mind and getting that exposure to things that are different, but finding how similar they are as well to the things that you want to do, things that maybe you believe or feel, or mm-hmm. your culture, all of those things.
Definitely.
And travel does that for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, okay, so you have Egypt coming up. So give that website again.
Sure. It's go, as in go, generation.com.
And I love as in go, because get off of that sofa and get out there and go.
Somewhere.
Yeah, you definitely want to go somewhere. Now, Jason, this has been great having you on the show. So, you know, you're welcome back anytime because I think you could talk about some other things besides just the millennial trends, but we did definitely want to get your opinion and get your feel about some of the things that we had talked about on an earlier show. Because as I mentioned, you are the person who's out there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a travel company. So if people want to plan that travel, those big trips that maybe the baby boomers have been talking about and thinking about for years, planning and saving, they can do it now.
Absolutely.
And give you a call. Other millennials who are ready to kind of go out and venture and see the world.
There we go.
Jason Elliott, The Go Generation. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. When we come back, we're going to our quarter miles. You know we love that. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.
She got a smile that makes your worst day feel like it's your birthday. She's got a laugh like confetti. We change her name if she let me. And it makes you want to ride around, windows down. Drop a girl.